Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Trump trial opens.
A fair and honest Senate impeachment trial.
Outcome not in question.
Nothing's going to change. President Trump will get acquitted.
Water supply targeted.
Somebody hacked into the system and changed the levels for the caustic substance.
A supreme talent. Mary Wilson. Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. For the first time in American history, a former president of the United States faces an impeachment trial. And the one that opens today in the U.S. Senate is the second for Donald Trump. CBS's Nicole Killian reports the charge is inciting insurrection for his speech before a mob of his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol.
House impeachment managers who have been meeting daily plan to use video evidence and the former president's own words against him, calling his actions in a pretrial brief the most grievous constitutional crime ever committed by a president.
Not only did he light the fire, he poured gasoline on the fire.
Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, an impeachment manager in Mr. Trump's first trial, has advised the current team.
Well, I think it's going to be important for the impeachment managers to connect the dots, highlight many of the statements that the president made, including at that January 6th rally, where I believe he used the word fight 15 or 16 times.
We fight like hell.
Mr. Trump's lawyers argued the president used the word fight in a figurative sense and dismissed the trial as political theater. Trump advisor Jason Miller says the whole thing is a waste of time.
The whole point of an impeachment is to try to remove someone from office. Well, if someone's out of office, then what's the point in going and trying to do the impeachment?
A CBS News poll indicates 56% of Americans want the Senate to convict Mr. Trump. 46% of Republicans say it's important for the party to be loyal to him. Correspondent Catherine Herridge has more on what investigators are learning about the scope of the Capitol siege.
Law enforcement records obtained by CBS News show rioters used unconventional weapons, hammers, hockey sticks, and bear spray, and brought crossbows and Molotov cocktails with homemade napalm. Others used military-style tactics to navigate through the crowd, wearing helmets, body armor, and gas masks. Those arrested come from more than 40 states, include at least 24 women, at least 16 military veterans, and more than two dozen rioters have alleged ties to extremist groups. In at least one case, the alleged planning began as early as November.
Georgia's Republican Secretary of State has opened an investigation into the former president.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
It's about that phone call January 2nd Mr. Trump made to Brad Raffensperger. It comes after a complaint was filed by a law scholar who says one or more Georgia election laws may have been violated, including conspiracy to commit election fraud. A Trump advisor says there was nothing improper in the call. Health officials say the coronavirus variant first found in the UK will likely become the dominant strain in this country in just a matter of weeks. And that threatens to send caseloads soaring again. In the vaccination effort, CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti in Southern California tells us only about 3 million of the 42 million doses administered so far have gone to residents of long-term care facilities.
Hi. Elisa Maliari Tu is the executive director at Gordon Manor, responsible for the health and well-being of 58 residents.
The threat of coronavirus coming back in is definitely a motivator.
Gordon Manor enrolled in the federal government's vaccine program for long-term care facilities in October. But as that rollout stretched into January,
we had not received any communication whatsoever from anybody about when our turn was. Safeway called, and Safeway was able to say, hi, we can come and do a clinic at your facility.
Finally, all but one of Gordon Manor's residents received their first dose of the vaccine before officials with the federal vaccination program even reached out.
The World Health Organization says its investigation team in China indicates the coronavirus is unlikely to have leaked from a lab and is more likely to have jumped to humans from an animal. A hacker got into the system that controls the water treatment plant in Oldsmar, Florida, outside Tampa. Sheriff Bob Galtieri says the intent was to taint the water supply.
The hacker changed the sodium hydroxide from about 100 parts per million to 11,000 parts per million. Sodium hydroxide, also known as lye, is the main ingredient in liquid drain cleaners.
A supervisor noticed the levels were being changed by a computer mouse controlled by the hacker and was able to reverse the process. This happened on Friday. Officials say the public was not in any danger. Federal authorities are warning that online scammers are at work at a time when people are trying to get the COVID vaccine. Here's CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
Demand for the vaccine is fueling a new type of scam, vaccines for sale.
There are criminals and scammers who are preying on Americans who are desperate to get the vaccine.
Investigators say someone tried to sell them a vaccine produced by Sinovac, which is not approved for use in the U.S. Investigator Tom Galvin says he paid $175 for the Pfizer vaccine from another online seller. So far, all he's gotten is a letter asking for more money.
We made a purchase. A week later, we have not received it.
They're pushing social media companies to do more. The legitimate vaccines are not for sale. Manuel Bajorquez, CBS News, Miami.
Singer Mary Wilson has died. Co-founder of the Supremes, who hit it big with that song in 1964, their first number one million seller. Last year, she told CBS's The Talk, performing for the British royal family was one of many unexpected highlights.
For three little black girls who lived in the Brewster Projects in Detroit, Michigan, for us to do a command performance, back then, you know, that was something you just didn't do unless you were special.
Wilson, Diana Ross, and Florence Ballard were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988. Berry Gordy called Wilson a trailblazer. Her autobiography was a bestseller. Mary Wilson was 76, the cause of death not revealed. On the market, something that appeared in the premiere episode of a wildly popular TV comedy.
A deep-pocketed Schitt's Creek fan can now live like Moira Rose used to. The mansion the TV family called home before they landed at a seedy motel in the middle of nowhere is up for sale. Ontario's opulent 24,000-square-foot Belle Maison is listed at $15 million. It has 12 bedrooms and 16 bathrooms with frescoes inspired by the Sistine Chapel. It was used to film the first episode of the record Emmy-winning Netflix sitcom. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
That last word, Super Bowl ratings, were still being processed and verified by Nielsen. One thing is known, the game drew a higher share of the audience in the Boston area where Tom Brady used to play than in Tampa. That's the CBS World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.